The Illinois Association FFA announced earlier this month it will host a condensed 2021 Illinois State FFA convention over 3 weeks this upcoming summer, consisting of a hybrid schedule of virtual and in-person sessions following state and local coronavirus health and safety guidelines. One individual that's more than excited to share this news is Illinois State FFA President Lexi Miller from Valmire, Illinois. She explains how this year's convention will be a bit different than normal.
Absolutely. So you had mentioned that part of it was going to be in person and part of our convention is also going to be virtual. And we're going to start off our convention a little bit earlier than we usually would. And that'll be on May 28th with our business session. And that'll be completely virtual, similar to the format that we used last year. We'll then move on to some district sessions. So we're going to have some regional events where us as a state officer team and our staff and camera crew and all of everybody who helps put on our convention is going to travel with us to some different sites. And the first site is going to be on June 1st, the Corn Belters Corn Crib in Normal. So we'll be celebrating District 1 and District 2. We'll then move on that same week to Southern Illinois University Carbondale in the Saluki Stadium to celebrate District 5. And then that next week on June 9th, we're going to be at the Illinois State Fairgrounds celebrating District 3 and District 4. And those are a little bit of our regional events. And then on June 8th, we're going to have our State Awards Day, and then you'll get to hear some retiring moments from my teammates and I. And then on June 10th, we're going to elect the next Illinois FFA state officers and announce our national chapter awards. So we're very excited we can offer all of those events in person. And we are excited that we could spread it out. That way we could try to include more of our members and more of our advisors and supporters. And also, you may have noticed that each of our district sites, as well as our state sites, are outdoor venues. And that's one way that we could offer an in-person event while also following some COVID guidelines. We are very excited about our hybrid state convention.
And Lexi goes on to explain that with the exception of the virtual business session on May 28th, each day of convention in June will allow for in-person and virtual viewing options, but there will be a limit to how many people in person from each chapter can attend.
Yes, and as of right now, we are putting on some requirements, putting on some limitations as to how many people each chapter can bring. But as time moves forward, as more of our population in Illinois gets vaccinated, we hope that maybe we can drop those limitations so we can invite more people, and it can be more like a traditional convention. But yes, we will be inviting award winners as well as their family. But we hope that eventually that we can drop those limitations and more people can come and more people can experience this hybrid convention.
And one of the keynote speakers on the last day of convention on June 10th, the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, will be former State Officer Miriam Hoffman, who now is serving as a National Eastern Region Vice President for the National FFA Association.
Yeah, we're super excited to have Miriam come back, and we know that she's very excited to partake in this state convention, even though it's looking a little bit different. But we were able to get our request in and steal her away before she got requested for something else, and we're super excited to hear her keynote address. And she was the former state secretary in 2018-19, so she's returning home, and she's been doing a lot of things with National FFA, but for her to return home is going to be really special for our members and her as well.
And finally, Lexi explains how this past year as a state officer has been for her and what she's most looking forward to at this year's state convention.
Even though our experiences with members have been limited, every experience that we get to talk to our members and get to maybe watch them succeed in an event, those are extremely special to me as a state officer. You know, one day I was that member, and Miriam was the state officer back then, and then other past state officers. So it's extremely rewarding to see that members are going through and they're succeeding, even in a year that's been super hard. And we're very excited for this state convention to give back to those members who have done so much this year and really honor their accomplishments. One other thing, we're excited to see them in person. We haven't really got to see them in person at all this year. So just to get to see our members face-to-face recognize them, speak to them, and really say, we're proud of you. We're putting on this convention for you, for our members, to show you that we as an organization are proud of you.
And again, that was Lexi Miller, Illinois State FFA President. And this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI.